The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Lively conversation going on at thetakeaway.org regarding the president's speech last night to a joint session of Congress. I watched the speech. Millions of Americans did. It seemed to be the moment where everybody had no reservations about standing up, Republican or Democrat. What was this moment when the president spoke?
The next election is 14 months away. And the people who sent us here, the people who hired us to work for them, they don't have the luxury of waiting 14 months.
Hopefully there's more than common ground just there in that speech last night. It's a $450 or more billion jobs bill. And we wanted to know what your questions are. And all hour long, we're going to be posing questions, giving your questions, answering your questions. We're going to start with Michael Shear, political reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
There was a lot of detail in the speech last night and a lot more detail as we're learning more about the program this morning. The president actually in Richmond, Virginia, talking to real Americans on both sides of the aisle, politically stumping for this plan, which he said more than a dozen times to Congress, pass now. I've got a question right off the bat, Michael. A 50% reduction in payroll taxes. I mean, does that actually mean if Congress passes this in a couple of weeks, that myself and other people would look at their paychecks and see that their withholding is cut by 50%?
Well, I don't know that it would actually be cut by 50%, but from what you see now, because remember, there's already been a payroll tax cut in effect in the current year that the president and the Congress passed, which was a somewhat smaller cut in your payroll taxes. It's going to go even further. So my understanding of this plan is if it were to pass tomorrow, if it were to go into effect, everybody would see that withholding shrink even more.
Wow. So here's a question. Doesn't the payroll tax cut diminish the Social Security Trust Fund? That's from Robert, who actually wrote into your New York Times website. To me, that's a bad thing, says Robert.
Well, and it does. Basically, the payroll tax that we all pay is the amount that's deducted that goes into Social Security to use ultimately for when we retire. What the president has proposed is that the amount of money that is reduced coming into the trust fund from us, from our payroll taxes, be put into the trust fund from other monies in the government. That's why it costs the government money, is because the president is saying keep the trust, you know, keep the same amount of money flowing into Social Security, but essentially have the government make our payroll tax payments for us.
So in a sense, the answer to that question from Robert at the New York Times website is it's in that $450 billion price tag, keeping Social Security at the same level. Michael Shear is political reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Gordon Kirk was on the show yesterday. He's an unemployed hotel facilities manager. Listens to us on member station WLRN in South Florida. Good morning, Gordon. You have a question for Michael?
Yeah, good morning. Yes, I just wanted to interject that given the speech, the determination that was transferred to the Congress by the president and all of the details therein, in your opinion, Michael, do you think Congress is going to just start waffling around on this? Or as the president said, the population does not have 14 months of luxury and time to wait for this to happen.
Michael Shear, that's the $450 billion question, isn't it?
It really is. And I think, you know, Gordon and everybody else are kind of wondering the same question. I suspect that, you know, one of the things that was interesting was the immediate reaction after this, which was not as, you know, from the Republicans. It was not as, absolutely not as one would have expected. House Speaker John Boehner, Eric Cantor, the majority leader, both of them offered somewhat positive responses to some of this, suggesting at least that, you know, that they recognize that there's some popularity here, that the president has picked things that might very well prove to be very popular with an awful lot of people, and they risk political danger if they simply reject all of it out of hand. Having said that, I got to say, having been in Washington now for the entire, you know, 2.5 years of the Obama presidency and the relationship he has with Congress, it is so bad, and they are so much at odds, and the partisanship is so great that I suspect, unfortunately, that it isn't going to pass all you know, quickly right away.
Well, Michael Scheer, nobody got in trouble being cynical about Congress. That's for sure. Let's get a couple of other questions in here. This is from Daniel in Baltimore on the New York Times website. Why do employers need a cut in payroll taxes? They're flush with unspent cash already. True or false, Michael?
Well, that's true. And, you know, there's been an awful lot of criticism, especially of big business, but even of others, that they're sitting on cash, essentially, that they're hoarding cash and not spending it, not hiring workers. Having said that, I think what the president's plan is trying to do is to offer up new incentives for especially small businesses. The cut in payroll taxes is aimed mostly at smaller businesses, and the idea is to say, look, if you hire an extra worker, every extra worker that you hire costs you money, because not only in salary, but you have to pay 50% of the payroll tax, and we're
right.
going to reduce that. So, you know, the idea is to give them one more incentive to hire people, not so much to sort of give them a little extra cash.
All right, we've talked about political incentives for Congress. We've talked about incentives for small business. That's Michael Scheer, political reporter for our partner, The New York Times. The next question, perhaps, is the biggest of all, and it comes from one of our listeners, an American citizen, Alexandra Jaron, who's unemployed, who actually was on the program this week. Very direct question. Michael, and I suspect Michael or Gordon Kirk could echo this sentiment as well. First, let's listen.
President Obama, what about me? What about the people that I'm representative of? I have nothing. I have no home to go home to. I live in a motel. I am supported by people that I don't know. What are you going to do for me so that I can be gainfully employed and get my dignity back?
Michael Scheer, what tangible in that program last night would respond to those sentiments of Alexandra?
Well, it's a terrible thing that's happening all over the country. There is one specific in the bill, which would be an extra $50 billion for unemployment insurance to expand that program. That might help Alexandra. But at the end of the day, the only thing that's really going to help is a significant increase in the number of jobs across this country. And, whether this program, A, gets passed and B, does that, I think is anybody's guess.
Michael Scheer, political reporter for our partner, The New York Times. We're going to post a transcript of Scheer's responses to your questions on our website later today, but go there now. See the results of a lightning opinion poll we did with listeners last night after the speech. Just head to thetakeaway.org, click on blog, be a part of the conversation, pose more questions to Michael, find out what this program actually is going to mean. Michael and Gordon Kirk, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.